M'sach's Menorah's Protest Mishnah Vov until Protest Mishnah Tes. Many of the Mishnayos in the last couple of Prokim have been discussing the laws of the Nesochim. The Nesochim refers to both the flour offering, the Korban Mincha, as well as the wine which accompanies certain Korbanos. And this Mishnah is going to define which Korbanos require these Nesochim. Kol Korbanos HaTzibur V'HaYochid Tunim Nesochim. Mishnah says a rule that all sacrifices, whether it be a sacrifice brought on behalf of everybody, or it be a individual private korban, Turim Nesachim, they require the accompaniment of the Nesachim, flour mixed with oil as a korban mincha, as well as the wine being poured onto the Mizbeach. Chutz, except for Min HaBachar, the firstborn animal, there's a requirement to offer a firstborn animal as a korban, the HaMaiser. Maiser Behema, a tenth of one's animals which are born each year, he needs to bring as a korban, the HaPesach. The Korban Pesach, the Chatos, and the Korban Chatos, the Oshom, and the Korban Oshom. Chatos and Oshom are brought to atone for certain sins. The common denominator between these five Korbanos is that they only come as an obligation. And it is stated in the Torah that the Nesachim is a requirement when you are bringing a voluntary Korban, but not for an obligatory Korban. The truth is, the Gemara does learn from the Pesachim that there are certain korbanos which are obligations which do require nesachim, because the general type of korban is something which can be bought voluntarily. For example, the requirement to bring a korban oila and a korban shlomim on the Sholosh Regalim, on the three on Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. One has a mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and to bring a korban oila and a korban shlomim. When he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's obligated to bring a Korban Oil and Korban Shlomim. And nevertheless, those Korbanos require Nesachim, because they are in the category of Korbanos which could potentially be bought voluntarily. A Korban Oil and Korban Shlomim can be bought voluntarily, and therefore they would always require Nesachim. Now, out of the exceptions which do not require Nesachim, the Mishnah says, Elo Shechatos Shal Mitzorah V'Ashomai, the Korban Chatos and Korban Oshom bought by a Metzora, somebody who is Tomei as a result of certain spots on his body called Tzara'as. At the end of his purification process, he needs to bring a couple of Korbanos, including a Chatos and an Oshom, and even though they are obligations, Te'unim Nesachim, they do require Nesachim to be brought together with those Korbanos. This is indeed explicitly stated in the Torah. At least regarding the Korban Mincha, the fact that they also need to bring wine is learnt out of the Pesukim in a different way. One possible reason for this exception is because it's not like a regular Korban Chatos or Korban Oshom, which are bought for somebody performing an Aveira. Over here, you're bringing it because you received Tzara'as on your body. It could be that Tzara'as came as a punishment for performing certain Aveiras, but the actual Korbanos are for being a Metzora, for having the Tzara'as on your body as opposed to having performed an Aveira. So it's quite a different type of Korban Chatos and Oshom, and therefore that could be why the Torah does require Nesachim over here, even though for a regular Korban Chatos and Oshom, there is no requirement to accompany the Korban with Nesachim. Mishnah Zayin, the next couple of Mishnayos talk about the process of Smicha. Smicha is when the person who is bringing a Korban leans on the animal which he is bringing as a Korban, and he leans on it properly with his entire weight of his body, and he confesses for his sins, he does vidui whilst he is leaning on the animal. Now, which animals require smicha? Which korbanos require smicha? Kol korbanos hatzibur ein bahem smicha. All sacrifices which are brought on behalf of everybody do not include the process of smicha. Chutz, except for min ha-par ha-bal kol ha-mitzvahs, the bull which is bought literally for all of the mitzvahs. This is referring to the korban which the Sanhedrin is the main base din, the main court over the Jewish people. If they ever make a mistake in their ruling and they permit something which is actually supposed to be forbidden. So as long as certain conditions are fulfilled, if the majority of the people follow that ruling and violate that Aveira based on the mistaken ruling of Sanhedrin, and then Sanhedrin realizes that they make a mistake, they need to bring a bull as a korban to atone for this. And this is supposed to atone for everybody's Aveira, and nevertheless, even though it's not being brought on behalf of a individual, there is still a requirement to perform smicha on that animal before slaughtering it. And the second exception is the goat which is sent off a cliff on Yom Kippur. Even though that is not sacrificed on a mizbeach or anything, it has the status of a korban. and there is a requirement for the Kohen Gadol to perform smicha on that animal whilst confessing for the people's sins. And these exceptions are learnt from Pesukim. Rabbi Shimon says, Afsiri Avodah Zarah, even the goats which need to be bought, a carbon of a goat, in a case where the Sanhedrin make a mistaken ruling regarding a sin which has connection to idolatry, the Torah requires a different carbon for that specific mistaken ruling. Instead of bringing a bull, they need to bring a goat. So it's a different type of carbon. But Rabbi Shimon learns from Pesukim that in the same way as one would need to perform semicha on the bull in the case where the Sanhedrin make a mistaken ruling, so that would be the same for if they make a mistaken ruling regarding idolatry and they bring a different type of carbon. Regarding the requirement of semicha, it is the same. So this is regarding carbon is brought on behalf of everybody, on behalf of the public. Kol carbon is hayachid on semicha. But all carbonos, all sacrifices brought by an individual privately, he himself brings his own carbon to the Beis HaMikdash in order to offer it for himself, to smicha, they would require smicha, leaning on the animal. And we're talking specifically about a zevach, a regular animal offering as opposed to a bird offering. Chutz, except for min habachar, a firstborn animal which has been brought as a carbon, v'hamaiser, a tenth of one's animals, maiser behema, v'hapesach, and the carbon pesach. It is learnt from Pesukim that these do not require smicha. The hayoyresh, and somebody who inherits a carbon from their father who dies. So if it's an obligatory carbon, like a carbon chatos or a carbon osham, which are brought to atone for certain sins, then even if the father had separated and designated that carbon, once he dies, his inheritors, his children, cannot bring the carbon for him. We're talking specifically about a case where the father designated a carbon voluntarily, to bring as a voluntary carbon. In that case, if he dies, then his inheritors, his children, would need to bring that carbon, and they are considered to now become the full owners of that carbon to bring it for their father. And therefore, soimech, they would perform smicha, they would lean on the animal before it's slaughtered, umeimim nesachim, they would bring nesachim with the carbon, umeimer, and they can cause tamura. Tamura is when one has a carbon which is designated to be bought, and he makes a statement that I want this animal instead to be the carbon, instead of the one which I already designated. The law of Tamuros says that not only does that not work to transfer the carbon status to the other animal, but rather the other animal becomes holy and sanctified as a carbon, but the previous animal doesn't stop being a carbon. So you end up with both animals being a carbon. And these three things, doing smicha, bringing nesachim, and tamura, only apply to one's own animal. If one is bringing a carbon as a messenger on behalf of somebody else, for example, then he wouldn't perform smicha. He wouldn't be able to turn it into tamura. However, since these people inherited the animal, now they are literally coming to bring the carbon themselves, it could be essentially at root, it's on behalf of the father, but we look at them as being the ones bringing the carbon themselves. And therefore, these things would apply to them just like it would apply to anybody bringing their own carbon. Mishnah Ches, this Mishnah continues to bring some exceptions to when semicha is not required, with the process of leaning on the animal before it's slaughtered. Which types of people would not need to do semicha? Hakol Simchon, says the Mishnah. Everybody needs to perform semicha on the carbonis which are relevant. Chutz, except for mecheire shoite v'katan, a deaf and dumb person, or a fool who doesn't have proper understanding, and a child. These three people are not considered to have a sufficient level of understanding for their actions to be considered halachically significant, and it's no different to any other mitzvahs which they are exempt from because of this fact that they don't have proper understanding, so they're also exempt from performing smicha. Suma, somebody who is blind, this is learned from Pesukim that he does not perform smicha of a nochri, a non-Jew. The Torah, when talking about smicha, says, Dabrel ben Yisrael, you should speak to the Jewish people about this. V'ha'eved, and a slave, v'ha'shaliach, and a messenger. These two people don't perform smicha because the Torah says, v'somach yodoy, and he will lean his hand, or his hands, on the animal. We learn from there that it's specifically if it's his hand, meaning the person who is bringing the carbon, the person for whom the carbon is being brought, it has to be his hands to do it, but not somebody else. So a messenger or a slave would not perform smicha. The slave, even if the slave is bringing a carbon for himself, there's a rule that yad eved ki yad rabbi. Halachically speaking, the hand of a slave is considered to be like the extension of his master's hand. his actions and the things which he performs are considered to be on behalf of his master, on behalf of his owner. So we don't look at it as if he himself is performing smicha, we look at it as if the master is performing smicha. And therefore there would be no requirement of smicha when a slave brings a korban. And v'ha'isha, the woman, is learned from Pesukim that she also is not required to perform smicha. Adds the Mishnah, smicha shiyari mitzvah. Smicha is considered to be the remaining part of the mitzvah, meaning it's not an essential, totally necessary part of the mitzvah, even though ideally one is obligated to perform smicha. If they miss that part out of the procedure, the korban would still be fully valid. How exactly was smicha performed? Al harosh, he would lean on the head of the animal, b'shtei yodayim, with both of his hands, uvim kom shesoymchin shoychaten, and in the same place that they would perform the smicha, they would perform the shechita, they would slaughter the animal, and the reason for that is because of the next part of the Mishnah, v'teikef l'smicha shechita, that immediately after the smicha, the shechita needs to be performed. The animal needs to be slaughtered right after the smicha, right after the person leans on the animal, and therefore it needs to be done in the same place where they're going to slaughter it. Mishnah test. This Mishnah comes to compare the process of smicha, where a person leans on the animal which he's bringing as a korban, and tenufa, which is another process which we've come across in the Masechta, where for certain korbanos, parts of the korban are waved in the air in all different directions. And the Mishnah introduces chomer bas smicha bas tenufa. There's a certain stringency which exists regarding the process of smicha, leaning on the animal, which does not exist with the process of tenufa, of waving parts of the korban. Uva tenufa bas smicha, and on the other hand, there's also a stringency which exists in the process of tenufa, waving parts of the korban mibas smicha, more than with the process of leaning on the animal. Which stringency do we find regarding smicha, leaning on the animal? She'echod meinif l'chol ha'chaverim. That one person is able to perform tenufa on behalf of other people, on behalf of his friends. Meaning, if there are a number of people bringing a korban together, let's say they volunteered to bring a korban in a partnership together, it is sufficient that one of them performs tenufa and waves it in different directions. Ve'ein echod soimich ala chaveirim. However, we don't find a concept of one person performing smicha on behalf of everybody, on behalf of his friends who are also bringing that korban. Rather, anybody who wants that korban to be considered being bought by him would have a requirement of performing smicha on the animal. So that is a stringency which exists regarding smicha, that all of them need to do it. And the stringency on the other side, which exists in tenufa and not when performing smicha, is shat tenufa neheges b'korbanos hayochid uv korbanos hatzibur, that the process of tenufa applies to both private korbanos bought on behalf of an individual and korbanos bought on behalf of everybody. Not every single korban requires that, but we find the process of tenufa existing in both types of korbanos, b'chayim uvashchutim, both alive and once the animal has been slaughtered. Depending on what the korban is, tenufa is sometimes performed when the animal is still alive. For example, like we saw earlier on in the Masechta, the sheep which are brought on Shavuos are lifted up and waved, and there are korbanos which require tenufa once the animal has been slaughtered, and you wave certain parts of the korban. As well as that, b'dovash yesh b'ruach chaim, b'dovash eim b'ruach chaim. Tenufa can apply to something which has life, an animal korban, as well as a korban which doesn't have any life in it. For example, a korban mincha. There are certain korbanos mincha, like we saw earlier on in the Masechta, that also require tenufa waving. So we see that the process of tenufa is much more inclusive, and it applies to much more cases. Masha ein kein basmicha, which is not the case regarding the process of smicha that only applies to private korbanos, whilst the animal is alive. And of course it only applies to animals, so it's less inclusive, and that is considered to be a leniency regarding smicha more than tenufa.